Desire your prayers tonight as we look back into the Word. Want to share again, and I think it would be a good scripture. I'd like to encourage everybody, if you think of it through the week and the next few weeks, to meditate and consider scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. It says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps." And this morning brought out some about the call that God has given to all of us. It's a personal call. He knows our name. I took note even this evening in service over in the 10th chapter of John, where it said that the sheep know his voice. It said that Jesus calleth the sheep, and he know it by their name. And it said his sheep know their voice, and a stranger will they not follow. And that is my desire and my prayer for myself as well as for each one of us here tonight, because there are many voices in the world. And there are many different churches, there are many different theologies, there are many different perspectives of truth, but there's still one truth. And when it comes down to it, it's not my perspective or your perspective. We want a divine perspective, and to have that, we're going to have to listen to the call of Christ. We're going to have to listen to what he says to us, that we can follow him. Like us to turn back over to the fourth chapter of Matthew tonight, and what I'd like us to give some consideration to is responding to the call. We concluded this morning with the thought that the Lord is calling us, but we're left with a choice then. When God calls us and he speaks to us, we are left with a decision to make. Am I going to submit myself and answer the call? Or am I going to continue on with the status quo, continue living like I've been living, or am I going to heed the call that God has given? In Matthew, in the fourth chapter, we'll begin reading with verse 18. It said, "Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them," now here was the call, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him." And then he went on, it said, "He saw two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." What is noteworthy to me is that first of all, Jesus gave them a call. We addressed that this morning. And remember I said, told you that God is calling each one of us today. The Lord is calling our name. He's wanting us to, he has a plan for us. He has a purpose for us. He has a divine plan for each and every one of us. From the time that we are in our mother's womb, the Lord knew us and he had a divine plan. But we can thwart the plan of God if we choose not to respond to the call that he gives to us. Now here he was walking along and he saw Peter and John and James and Andrew, and he called them and said, "Follow me." You realize they were left with a decision to make. I can stay where I'm at with my nets. I can stay keeping doing like I'm doing and living like I'm living. I can keep the same attitudes, and I have work to do. Has the Lord ever called you to do something and you were too busy? I dare say probably all of us, if we were honest, can say there were times the Lord called me and I circumvented just a little bit. Folks, I want to be in the place. I want us tonight. This is very personal to us. I want us to be in the place that we can hear the call of God and that we will respond by submitting to it and saying, "Yes, Lord." That is the place of the greatest blessings, the greatest anointing, and the greatest fulfillment of life, is when we respond like the disciples did here. I take note, and it said they straightway left their nets. And the others, it said they immediately left their ship. Folks, the Lord will not call us or lead us wrong.
He will not lead us wrong. But here they responded, and that gives me security to know that God is calling our name. But all of us tonight, if you are saved and love the Lord, and I trust that we all are, but we are still faced with decisions every single day when the Lord calls us and we know what His plan is. He said, I want you to do this. And Brother Cook touched on it in his prayer, I believe it was. But the call of God comes sometimes through the Spirit to our heart directly. Many times it comes through the Word of God. When we turn to the Scripture and we know what it says, that is the call of God. And sometimes people say, well, I don't know what God wants me to do. But they know what the Bible says. And when they don't live it, what they are doing is rejecting the call. That is their response. They're saying, I'm not responding. And sometimes people say, if the Lord would just hit me over the head, I'd do it. That's carnal. We mentioned that the other night. But we don't want to live so bullheadedly, or mule-headed, whatever you call it, be so bullheaded that we have to have, the Lord has to come along and hit us over the head. But we want to be sensitive to the call of God, and when He whispers to us, or when we read in the Bible, or when we hear the Word of God preached and expounded on, and it touches our life and it makes us uncomfortable, that's the call of God. That's the time for us to say, yes, Lord. I may not be there, but by the grace of God, I'm going to get there. You know, there are some times I've raised my hand when we're singing a song, and that's what I, in my heart, that's what I'm saying is, Lord, I'm not there, but that's where I want to get. Lord, I say amen to it. Help me, Lord, to do better. That's my heart's desire. Folks, that's the call of God on us. But we need to respond. We have a choice to make. And if we say no to the Lord, that's a response. He is calling us. But the only way that we're going to please God tonight is by responding with instant obedience. Those of us that have children, and like I said, sometimes it's easier to talk about our children than it is with our own relationship with God. But with our children, what do we expect of them when we call them? What do we expect them to do? When we call their name, and there are different ways that people can respond. I've noticed before, and I would encourage everyone not to do this with your young children. And sometimes I realize I need to do a little bit better when we tell our, you know, especially the real little ones when they're real young. You tell them to do something, if you just let them have this laissez-faire attitude to take their time and they'll get around to it eventually. We do them a spiritual disservice to enable that, because as they grow up, they will end up doing the same thing with God. And I've watched it over and over. If we don't teach our children obedience, they'll grow up and they'll say, yeah, I love the Lord, and He'll call them. And their response is, I'll get to it. I'll eventually want to do it. I don't have a rebellious heart. I'll get to it. And as parents, if we don't teach our children obedience, some of that's our fault. And I can't, and that means then that those of us with young children, Lord, help us. Lord, help us, because it takes energy. And sometimes it's like, I don't feel like dealing with it. Renee? You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like doing it. Maybe she'll do it. But we have a responsibility to be steadfast in our teaching of our children. I've seen, and this is what I was going to encourage, and I haven't seen anybody here do it, so I'm not. But there's a point I want us to get. I have been in public places before, maybe even congregations before. But a parent tells their child to do something, and then they start counting. It's like one, two. It's like, why are they counting? The children know they have some time to, you know. And you notice what children do? They know they can get to five without getting in trouble, and they'll wait till four before they start obeying. Have you noticed that? Do you realize that we are, that parents that do that are doing their children in most circumstances? I meant there may be some exceptions, but in most circumstances, parents do their children a disservice because they're saying, you don't have to obey when I tell you. You can take your time. But I wonder tonight how we're responding when God calls us. When He lets us know what He wants us to do. Now remember, for even hereunto were ye called. We've been called to a high calling tonight, but how many times does the Lord call us and we hear what He says and I'll get to it. I'll tarry as long as I can before I get in trouble with God. Folks, the Lord wants us to respond instantly. They immediately left their nets to follow Him. Our children, when we call them, I wrote down at least six ways, and there may be more. You know, when you call a child to do something, they can just flat out ignore you. And sometimes it comes under the guise of, I didn't hear you. But sometimes children, they can just ignore. Sometimes they can just choose to disobey. In other words, ignoring is different a little bit, isn't it? Disobedience, there is an act of, what we see on the outside is an act of rebellion. You said you won't obey. You said you won't do it. You're not doing it. But you know, ignoring, choosing to ignore the call is really an act of rebellion as well. And sometimes people don't want, I encourage you this morning, this week, to take some time and listen for what the Lord's saying. But you know, sometimes people don't want to take that time. They got to have the radio on or even some gospel music turned on. They've got to be busy all the time because when they start to get quiet, they start hearing the call and it makes them uncomfortable and they would rather ignore it. And so they try to drown it out with the lawful cares of life. You see, that also is a response to God's call. He knows the condition of our heart. Sometimes children, and this goes along with this counting, they wait before obeying, and we have to call again. Do you know, I will say I'm so thankful for God's long-suffering. I won't stand here and tell you that God only has had to tell me things once. I am so thankful for the long-suffering of the Lord. When the Lord's come along and He's called me more than one time, this is what I'm wanting you to do. But Lord, and sometimes we may have excuses, or sometimes we just kind of, that's really true, and then we just keep on doing what we're doing. Do we let our children do that? Is that the way we want our children to respond to us when we give them a job to do? Another thing, they can plan to obey, but just not get to it. I forgot. Have you ever told your children to do something and then later on you come and say, well, why isn't that picked up? Or why isn't your room closed? Oh, I forgot. Well, are we forgetting some things that God has taught us? You know, sometimes I wonder by the way people conduct themselves. I wonder, do they just not care? Have they forgotten? Why aren't they doing this? But see, I can't do anything about them now. This is about me now, isn't it? Lord, help me to do what You've taught me to do. Help me to respond to the call of God. And when I realize I've fallen short of this high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus, Lord, would You help me? Do you know whatever God calls us to, He will give us the grace to do it. Children sometimes can just disobey and then repent. And then what makes us the happiest is when our children just obey, isn't it? How do you respond to the Lord? And again, this is personal, so I'm not saying you. I'm talking to me now. But how have we been responding to God? This last year, spiritually, how have we been responding to the call of God? You may say, well, the Lord didn't say a lot to me, but what about the things that you know? See, this is His call too. How have we been doing? See, how would we respond to our child if we were acting to God like they do, like our children do? Is the Lord pleased with us? Now, we're not going to take the time to read it, but in the 21st chapter of Matthew, remember in its begin verses 28 through 31, Jesus told a parable of the man that had two sons. And he told one of them, he said, I want you to go work in my vineyard. Yes, sir. In essence, yes, sir. And he went his way. He didn't do it. And the other son said, no, I won't do that. But it said that son came back and he repented. And he went and did the will of the Father. And Jesus asked the question, he said, whither of them twain did the will of the Father? See, the Father called both of them. He had something He wanted them to do. Folks, God allows U-turns tonight. And I do not know everything that you have been facing in your life, but I want you to know God has called us to a high calling in Christ Jesus. And to make it successfully to heaven, we're going to have to first hear the call. We're going to have to know what the Lord's telling us. But we have a decision to make. What am I going to do with what I know? How am I going to respond to the call? And the Lord allows U-turns tonight. And if there have been areas in our life that maybe we have not responded, and we don't want to see ourselves as rebellious. Most of us don't. Most of us want to see ourselves as being good people and having someone told me on the phone yesterday talking about some, said, well, I think they want to do right. But do you know what? Our desire to want to do right will not get us to heaven. Our desire to want to do what the Lord wants will not make us pleasing to God. Because there has to be, we sang the song, My Surrender. There has to be a place in our spirit that when the Lord calls, our response is, Lord, I surrender my way and I will do it. Because folks, God has given us everything that we need, all that we need that pertaineth to life and godliness. He has given us everything that we need to live for Him. And so we're faced with a choice. Jesus told us that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that what? He that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. Do you see how important it is to respond to the call tonight? We can have the right theology. We can have the right doctrine. We can have a head knowledge of truth and of holiness and righteousness and careful living, godly living. But folks, how are we responding to it? Are we saying, yes, Lord, I will do what you want me to do? Or have we grieved the Holy Spirit? You know, we can grieve the Holy Spirit by not responding with submission to His call. While a number of years ago, someone told us that God had called them to the ministry and they didn't obey. And they said for years they wouldn't submit to the Lord. And they didn't have peace in their heart. They didn't have peace for years until they came and repented. And at that point, the Lord removed the call from them. God may have just been wanting to check their consecration. But I want us to know tonight that there are too many, I believe, that know the truth. That they know the call. They hear the call. And when I say the call, I'm not just talking to preach. I'm talking about to do the will of the Father, to walk, and we're going to get there another time, but to follow His example. Living a life like Christ lived, they know to love your enemies, to be a loving people, to be a people of service, to be a people of dedication, to be a people that put God first in all of their priorities and events of life. Lord, I'm going to put you first. That's what God's calling for. But when we fail to do that, we can look and say, well, Lord, I've submitted here. I'm living right here. I'm living holy here. But folks, if there is an area in our life that we have heard the call, but we've been ignoring or tuning it out, or maybe we don't want to just say we're being rebellious, but I can't do that. Do you realize that we can get to a place that we say, I really don't have a lot of joy in my heart anymore. And I just don't have the spark that I used to have. What's wrong? That's the reason. Because when we stop submitting ourselves to the daily checks of the Holy Spirit, and that's the call of God now, we're going to find ourselves devoid of peace. And we can't just say, I've totally backslid, I'm not saved anymore. And it's the mercy of the Lord that He keeps calling. And He's saying, He's calling your name, saying there's something better for you. And we need to come back to that place of submission. Lord, I hear your call. I know what you want me to do. You know, more often than not, people that use the excuse of, well, I've been praying, I'm just so confused and I don't know what the Lord wants with me. I have found more often than not, a lot of times those people
when they stop, they're not even doing the things they know God wants them to do. So why is God going to clarify my confusion on a few areas when I'm not even willing to submit to the things I know He wants? They straightway left their nets. You know, answering the call of God, responding to the call of God tonight, it is going to come at a sacrifice. And that's told y'all before, that's what giving is. True giving is when you give when it hurts, towards a sacrifice. Do you realize that when we are truly responding to the call of God, there's going to be some self-denial. There's going to be a cross to bear. And they had to leave their nets, and that means they had to leave their comfort zone. Have you ever been comfortable somewhere and the Lord called and maybe gave you a job or told you to do something? It's like, I just can't do that. I'm just not comfortable doing that. But do you know when the Lord told you to do it, He's going to help you do it? When the Lord has called us to holiness and He's called us to a life of godliness and responding like Christ, I can testify to you tonight, I have found that there is a grace and a power in Christ that will enable us to live like the Bible teaches. But we're going to have to respond, and it's going to cut across the flesh sometimes to humble our heart like the Lord wants. But there's a place of victory and power there. Oh, that's where our victories lie, folks. And Jesus said over in Mark in the 8th chapter, in the 34th verse, He said, when He called the people unto Him with His disciples, He said unto them, whosoever will come after Me, let him do what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. So, whosoever will come after Me, do you realize that those that come after the Lord are responding to His call? See, the Lord's calling all of us now, but those that will come after Him, they're saying, Lord, I hear Your call, and I'm going to follow You. And Jesus, in essence, was saying, just wait just a minute now. Do you really know what you're doing? You know, if we're going to follow the Lord, there's going to be some sacrifice. There's going to be some self-denial. There's going to be some things that we want to do the Lord says don't do. I say we want to do it in the flesh. That's what I found, at least in my experience. There's some things I wanted to do. The Lord said, don't do it. So if you're going to come after, because it's not good for you spiritually, if you're going to come after Me, He said you're going to have to deny yourself to follow the call of God. Folks, I would so much tonight that we as a people and individually follow the call of the Lord. But it is going to come at an expense of the flesh. And those that are not willing tonight to deny themselves, they may come and worship with us from time to time. They may say they mean well, or maybe we're just right here and it's in my heart and none of you can see what's going on. I say I'm not willing to do that. Folks, the only way I can find myself in a place of acceptability to God, if I will submit myself and respond to the call and say, Lord, I will follow You. Wherever You lead me, whatever You require of me, Lord, I will follow You. Folks, let's not hold back because of the I can'ts. The Lord has a grace for you to enable you to follow His call. Over in the 22nd chapter of Matthew on this subject in the 14th verse, remember the parable Jesus told of the wedding feast? And many of them offered excuses. That was their response. The Lord called them. The Father called them to the wedding feast and they offered their excuses. And folks, nothing's changed today. People offer excuses why they won't live the way the Lord's saying. They have excuses and sometimes they think they're good reasons. But there were those that responded to the call and they went to the feast. But even to those that responded and came, do you remember there was a man that didn't have on a wedding garment? And the Lord came out and He said, friend. He called him, friend. He said, why didn't you put on a wedding garment? In other words, I provided clothes. You didn't have to make it yourself or buy it. I had it for you. And it said he was speechless. Do you know on the day of judgment, folks, we're going to be speechless when the Lord looks on and said, I called you. Why didn't you give that up? I saw it was a trap the enemy had laid, and I knew that thing was eventually going to steal your soul. I knew the devil was going to get you right there, and I told you in plenty of time, I warned you and said, be careful. Don't do that. Or I gave you a job to do, and you just didn't heed. Why didn't you do it? Do you know we're going to be speechless? So my challenge to us is tonight, folks, when the Lord calls you and the Lord talks to you and reveals Himself to you, don't ignore it. Don't put it off. But Lord, help us to submit now and say, Lord, I will follow you. It's going to be self-denial. And so Jesus said in response to that man that didn't put on the wedding garment, and I would that our understanding be enlightened tonight. Jesus said, for many are called, but few are chosen. So does the Lord not want everybody to serve Him? Is that what it is? No, many are called. Who is being called? All of us. Our unsaved loved ones, folks, are being called tonight. Keep praying for them that God will continue to call their name. But God is calling those of us that have already submitted and gotten saved and have Him living our heart. He is calling us to a deeper walk with Him tonight. And I want, Lord, my burden is that we explore that deeper walk in the weeks to come as the Lord leads, that we would explore what it means to really follow in the steps of Christ. But I'm going to have to hear the call and I'm going to have to respond today. I'm going to have to respond. And He said, many are called, but few are chosen. In other words, you know, that's why we're a small group here tonight. That's one of the reasons, you know that? Because the Lord called after many, but there have been many that said, I want to do it my own way. And folks, Jesus said, if you come after me, you must deny yourself and take up your cross. And that's the reason why the disciples of Christ from the beginning have always been few in number. We still have a call to go and a commission to go share the word. But folks, that's the reason few are chosen. It's not God's fault. He's calling. But too many are saying, I won't do that. I don't want to do that. And so I want to challenge us tonight to say yes to the Lord. Say yes to the Lord. And if you are to that place tonight that you feel like you've submitted everything, I believe that the Lord wants to start working with us in a greater way. I believe individually and as a congregation that the Lord wants to take us to a deeper walk with Him, and it means that our heart will be open to the call of God, that when He shows and reveals Himself, that we'll be in a place that will say, yes, Lord, I will submit to that. And if we don't respond to God, you know, there comes a time He does stop calling. And that's where it begins to be dangerous. The Lord used to talk to me about that. Have you ever been there? When you knew the Lord had talked to you and dealt with you about something, and He kept dealing and dealing, and you just kept kind of putting it off. And today, the Lord doesn't even talk to you about it anymore. It's going to take us coming back to the Lord on those issues, saying, Lord, I haven't heard you deal with me and felt your conviction on that part of my life recently. And it's because I didn't listen. And I'm sorry, Lord. You want some more victory in your life? You want that spark? You want the flame of the Spirit to be glowing in your heart, folks? It's going to be in how we respond to the call of God. So, if we don't respond to that call, I'll conclude here in just a moment. If we don't respond to the call individually and as a body, as a congregation, we will become just another church. That's what we'll be. And we will become a nominal Christian. In my own experience, I love the Lord, and I'm a Christian, I'm a good person, and I don't beat my wife and don't kick my dog, and I'm a pretty good man. I do. I'm pretty good there. I love the Lord. Just a nominal Christian. But the Lord is calling us, for even hereunto, He's calling. To do what? To follow His example. I'd like to close in Philippians in the third chapter. Philippians chapter 3, beginning with verse 13, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth on those things which are before." He said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark. I may not be there. I can't say that I don't have any weaknesses, because we all have weaknesses. We all have areas that God's wanting to perfect us in. But my purpose is I'm going to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling." That's the calling I'm talking about tonight. It's a high calling of God in Christ Jesus to follow His example. And listen to what He says. "Let us therefore as many as be perfect." Now, how can we be perfect? He's talking about a perfect submission in our spirit to the voice of God. When the Lord shows us something, yes, maybe I was weak in the flesh and my humanity was there, but the Lord showed me something, a perfect heart will say, "Yes, Lord, I submit to that. Now, Lord, give me the grace, and daily I'm going to strive to attain that prize of the high calling of God." So let us therefore as many as be perfect, and I hope you're all perfect here tonight. I trust that your spirits are perfect before God. But He said, If in any other thing ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." So I say, Lord, I believe I've submitted, and the scripture said, press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. Folks, Lord's calling your name tonight. I would that when we come together Wednesday or Sunday, that by then you would have heard the Lord call your name. And talking to your heart. And if there are places in our heart that we have failed to respond to what the Lord's wanting to do in our life, it said God, He'll reveal even that to us. And that's not God's judgments. That's His love. That's His mercy. So let's not be afraid tonight. Let's press toward the mark of the prize, the high calling, and let's respond with a surrender and a yes to the call of God. Because folks, God has a purpose for you in this life. He has a place that He wants to take you, and we're only going to get there in Christ as we submit and yield and respond to His call. Amen.